Hello everyone, I'm Carlos and we are here back again, 1 week more, in No Way! And today we have an extra section, a new section, that is going to be led by Magreth, a Norwegian girl. Also, we will have an interview with an Australian girl, and at the end of the program, Jakub will do his own section about the alternative music that we explored the last program, the last week. Okay, and we are here back again after this beautiful song. We are here with Magreth.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Magreth. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. Thank you.
Can you introduce yourself if you want?
Yes, I will. So my name is Margrethe, which is the Norwegian name for Margaret. And I'm from Norway, obviously, and I'm from the east part, but I study here in Bergen, so I'm at a bachelor's degree in Chinese.
Nice.
And I will be here 3 years, and it's an exciting life.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Margrethe is going to tell us the news of this week, the most important news in Norway.
Yes, so. Or these news, I picked three pieces of news, and these are like from the past week, but also I would say they're from the spring in general, because this is the first time on this show. So I thought it's a good thing to catch all the audience up on what's been going on.
Yeah, great idea.
And then next week, maybe it'll be even more recent.
Wow.
Yeah, and I tried to keep my news varied. So here are three pieces of news from this, I would say, from February until now.
Yes.
And so the first thing I want to talk about is this famous politician we have in Norway. And I don't know, for international students in Bergen, how do you keep up with the news in Norway? Is it a thing?
I don't know. I'm making and I'm doing this section with you because I think most of us, we don't really know about the news in Norway. So I think this is a good opportunity to have all this news in one place.
Yeah, I agree. So coming up with this news, I actually thought about this because when I went through like my news feed and everything like this, we also have a lot of international news. So I tried to like pick the ones that are really specific to Norway and I tried to keep them not too sinister as well, because I want this to be like the first time, like a fun and lighthearted, although there is some seriousness in this. So what I was going to talk about is this politician we have called Trond Giske, and he is in the Workers' Party, so that would be more left-wing, if you think in terms of like blue and red side of the spectrum. He is now 52 years old, and I think in Norway, because it's such a small country, like obviously, the people we see in news and in media, they're very, like, familiar to everyone. So I feel like everyone knows all the politicians.
Yes.
And so, obviously, I grew up hearing this name and never thought about it. But apparently, there's been a lot of cases against him because of sexual harassment.
Oh.
Which is, it is a serious thing.
It is.
So what sparked this news this year in 2019 was that he went out to a bar. And at this bar, it's called Bar Volcano, I think.
Yes.
And he met this girl, 20 years old, and they were on Snapchat together, slow dancing.
Yeah.
And of course, this video is spread viral. And then the really unfortunate thing that happened is that the like a local paper or like the it's called VG.
Yes.
And they got hold of this video and now like they've published without the permission of like the girl in question who was in this video, and it made it seem like way more serious than it actually was.
Okay.
So this whole thing like brought up a whole past, you know, with this Me Too movement that's been going on like the last few years or the last year. And so this is kind of a part of that, because he has been receiving a lot of complaints and
But it's not really proof that he,
well, that's the thing, like this video is really innocent. But he has also gotten serious complaints from like members of his party and younger girls. And these cases actually reach back as far as like 2011. And even earlier, I think. And so now he's been in the news a lot. And that's all we hear about.
Okay.
I mean, not everything, but...
Yeah, I got it.
So that's my first case. And I think it's relevant because... Because of Me Too movement, but it's also like, yes, he has a past of this, like sexual harassment and history with this. But also, like, how do we distinguish what's really serious and what's just like, this is the this is past, now this is the present. Is it really that bad? Yeah. that's the question.
Yeah.
So yeah, for those of the listeners that are from Norway, they will probably know what I'm talking about. For those of you who are international, this is a big news that's been going on in Norway ever since February this year. and it's still going on. Now on to the second piece of news.
Yes.
So this is more recent. This is from the 23rd of March. And it's about a cruise ship in Norway called Viking Sky. So you would think that in Norway, as a coastal country, we have a lot of experience with fishing industry, being on the ocean, stuff like this. So in March, it's kind of a tragedy. So the ship called Viking Sky, who had about 1,400 people on board, passengers, it actually came into a hard, like a tough situation and had to be, like everyone had to be evacuated. And it was serious, but no one died.
Thank
so
God.
I can tell you that. So this ship was on its way from Tromsø, a city in the far north of Norway.
Beautiful
and
city.
Going to Stavanger. Quite a journey there. What happened is that we basically called into question, like, how do we save people in Norway when something like this happens? Do we have enough people to get kind of such a vast rescue mission to get it through to the end? Because there's a lot of people, and with a helicopter, it can only take, you know, like 15 people at a time.
Yeah.
So obviously, everyone there had to be there for quite a while.
Yeah.
Luckily, everything is fine with this. That's my second piece of news.
Yeah, it was intense, yeah. A lot of people.
Yeah, and I would also like to inform listeners that a lot of Norwegians, they might not always listen to the news every day, but on Friday night, there's a show called Nytt på Nytt, and this is where Norwegians get their news from.
It's like a late night or something?
It's like a late night show. It's like one guy is the person who's like the presenter, and he has also like two usual people there with him, and then there's always two new people each week, and they talk about like what's been going on this week. They make fun of the news. It's kind of like two teams competing. And so it's really fun to watch. Obviously you have to understand Norwegian.
Of course.
So they also this week or last Friday they also talked about this case about Viking Sky. And then for my final piece of news, I wanted to bring up something fun. So this is that Norway is going to form its very first biking team.
Wow.
In history. So this is making history here. It's not...
I love Vikings. I love Vikings.
So apparently, and I didn't know this before I researched for the news, but apparently Norway... We don't have our own biking team, but from 2020 we will do, and it's going to be a mix of actually Norwegian and Danish bike riders. So there are 17, and I thought this is a really good piece of news to end with because it's really happy, and Norwegians don't always talk about skiing. We do other things as well.
So that was the news, right, Magreb?
Yes, that's the end of the news.
Thank you very much. the first week of the news. Next week we will bring more. And now we are gonna play another song. Which song do you want, Margaret?
Which song do I want? Yeah. Like, can I pick any song?
Yeah, any song.
Well, is it? Does it come from Spotify? Do you have access to everything?
Yeah, I have. We can play whatever.
You play whatever. Then I would like you to play Force of Nature.
Okay, so yes. We are gonna play that song now.
Okay.
And
thank you so much. That's really
you,
fun
Margaret.
For me.
Thank you. And we will come back with the interview of the Australian girl, Grace. Hello everyone, I'm back here again. We are back here again with a special interview. Our guest today is Grace. Hello Grace, how are you?
Hi, I'm going well,
yeah.
Thank you.
You can introduce yourself if you want a little bit first.
Yeah, so I'm Grace, I'm from Australia. I live on the coast in Queensland. And I've come to Bergen for 6 months on exchange.
Nice. And why did you decide to study abroad as an exchange student?
Yeah, so I wanted to get out of my comfort zone. I've always loved to get out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I've always loved traveling. So the exchange idea was perfect for me.
Yeah. Like the perfect chance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And did you come alone or with someone else?
I came alone, which I found was like great because it meant that I'd have to get out of my comfort zone and make new friends, and I couldn't stay with my buddy or anything like that. Yeah.
Okay. And what was the first thing you thought when you arrived in the city? I mean, what did you feel?
Yeah, it was when I first arrived, it was very cloudy. It was very rainy.
What a surprising
moment. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I felt that it was very homey, like only a few days in the city. And I knew pretty much every place. So it was like very easy to feel like it was a home. And people here like smile at you always, which is really nice, which is like similar to back home.
Yeah,
so,
Norwegians are very nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what things do you like about Bergen and what things do you don't like?
I mean, I really like how there's so many mountains in Bergen that you can hike so
easily. Hikes,
yeah. And that it's like such a small little town because I've never lived in a small town before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what I don't like yet. I haven't found anything that I don't like. I don't mind the rain too much. I think that's the stereotypical.
How many months?
That I've been here?
Yeah.
Three. Yeah.
And you didn't find nothing that you don't like?
No, which is good.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Positive.
What is the hardest thing you have to get used to about living here?
I find dressing for the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, is really hard, especially for hikes and like stuff like that, that you will get hot whilst walking. But yeah, I find that stuff hard. Yeah.
You're coming from Australia.
Yeah,
so,
you just wear shorts and a singlet.
Yes. So the temperature, the weather.
Yeah.
And what are the differences between the prices in Australia and in Norway? Because here, I'm from Spain and I found the things pretty expensive. So
yeah, the prices are pretty similar. They're a bit more expensive, but they're not too different. Except the junk food in Australia is like really cheap. And here it's really expensive.
It's really expensive.
Which is like good and bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm. So is it enough then the money that you receive from the exchange?
Yeah,
do you have some grant or
the government from Australia will give us a grant.
Yes.
And it's
is it enough for
it's like it helps you out a lot. I wouldn't be able to do it without the grant, but it also meant that I had to work heaps before I came and save up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make sure I had my own money as well as the grant.
At the beginning?
Yeah, before I came. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what differences, I mean, the biggest one, did you find between Norway and Australia? Maybe some fun facts? Or
yeah. With Norway, I really love how you can go for hikes and, like, you're not scared of spiders or snakes. Like, you can just bush bash and be like, I'll be fine. Whilst in Australia, you can't do that because you're, like, most likely going to run into a spider or, like, have a snake.
Yeah.
Encounter, so it's like great.
Have you found a lot of snakes or?
I've seen one tiny spider here. Is that what you're saying, or in Australia?
Both. Now that you said it, both.
Yeah, here I've seen like one tiny spider, and I was fine with that.
Yeah.
And then
it's nothing.
Yeah, that
for
was
you.
Fine. I killed it. I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah.
But in Australia, I've seen a lot of snakes that you just like. You're running and you have to jump over and you just keep sprinting in case they chase you.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I've seen a lot of deadly snakes in Australia.
Is it normal in Australia to see like this kind of
in summer, because they come out and they sunbathe in the sun, so they're always on the paths or on the rocks, and so it's pretty normal. It'll probably happen like when I get outdoors, I see a lot of them.
In the house, no, you have some systems to...
Yeah, they're not too much around the house, but besides carpet snakes, they're pretty big, but they're not too dangerous.
Okay.
So you're not too scared of them. But yeah, they're sometimes around the house.
Okay. So we are going to do now a little pause. Yeah. We are going to play Humans by The Killers. I think you like the song.
Yeah.
Okay. And we will be back in a few minutes. Thank you, Grace. And that was Humans by Killers. And we are here again with Grace. Hello again, Grace.
Hello.
We are interviewing her. And now the question is, what things do you do in Australia?
I often, if I'll have some free time from uni, because our uni's pretty intense in Australia, but I'll often go to the beach, try to go there as much as I can.
Yes.
Try to learn surfing. That's that's what I'm trying to pick up right now. But yeah, there's not too many hikes in Australia, so you'll usually, like, it's very different to Bergen in that sense as well, that you can't really go for many hikes at all unless you drive for an hour or something. But yeah, I don't do, usually just try to get to the beach or study or swim in the pool.
It has to be amazing to have the beach, like,
so close.
Yeah, so
close. It's so nice. Yeah. It's like... Yeah, a lot of people will try to get to the beach as much as they can.
And are you afraid of sharks?
Yes.
Or... Yes?
Yeah, wow. That's my fear with surfing. That's why I'm not that's why I'm not learning very slowly, because I don't like going out the back.
Okay, it's a common thing in Australia to be afraid of them, right? I think it's the first country of attacks.
It has a lot of attacks?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because of the surf thing, of course, not because they are dangerous or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of encounters. Like, I know if you're a surfer, or you're out in the water a lot, you're not too scared because you'll see them swim under you. Like, my brother's like, oh, they'll just swim under you and then you sort of go back in. Like, they won't attack you every time. Like, they rarely attack. But
Your brother sees sharks and go back. And,
like, just, it's like, so normal. They just surf underneath you. Yeah, because they're pretty common. Like,
seeing a butterfly, for example.
Yeah, they're not like, not every week, but probably like, 2 out of the 5 times he surfs,
okay,
maybe.
Yeah,
but yeah, they're pretty harmless. It's the odd chance they'll attack you, but that odd chance scares me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the people? What things they do in Australia? What people do in Australia?
Yeah.
I know that this is very general, but the common.
People will probably also go to the beach. Like, a lot of mates will just go to the beach on the weekends.
Your favorite thing?
Yeah. I think a lot of people, because it's so hot all the time, like even in winter, it's like 20 degrees.
Wow.
So it's like, you can always go to the beach.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people will do picnics or like little day trip hikes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of day trips because, I live in Brisbane, so it's a city and it's like, it's a pretty big city, especially compared to here. It's like massive.
I mean, comparing to here.
Yeah, everything's pretty much massive, but... Yeah, everyone will try to get out as much as they can, like, away from it all. But yeah.
Nice. So now I'm going to start with the questions about how are you adapting? And how are you adapting to the weather, for example? We talked about that a little bit before.
It's very different to Australia. When I first arrived, I was coming from Australia summer where it was like 40 degrees.
Wow.
And I think it was like -1 or like -5 or something. Like, it was pretty cold here. So it was like...
Yeah, because in Australia, as you said, now it's summer.
Yeah.
Here is winter. Not winter anymore.
Well,
spring.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when I first arrived, when I like got
it
the shock.
Spring, yeah.
Yeah. My doctor was like, you need to take the flu shot before you go because it'll be a big shock. But it's... pretty different. I prefer it, I think, the cold, because in the hot you just sweat all the time.
Yeah,
it's like, you don't, like, you either have to stay in the aircon or you have to be at the beach and swimming. Here you get to rug up and it's like a bit more cozy.
Yeah,
and you don't, like, everyone's dying in Australia from the heat.
I agree with that. So you are comfortable with this weather? You
like it? Just with what I said before about the dressing, but that's fine.
And how are you adapting to the differences in gastronomy? I mean, about the food and stuff.
It's a lot, like, I miss the cheap pizza. Like, we have, like, $5 pizzas. Me too. Like, only 5 minutes from my house, and yeah. I really miss that. But it just means I have to stay inside a lot more and, like, cook my own food, so I don't really go out too much.
Mm. Yeah, you're improving your skills then.
Yeah, exactly. Improving my cooking skills.
You have to see the positive things. Yeah. And how are you adapting to the educational system in Norway, if it's different than the one in Australia? I
mean. Yeah, it's pretty similar, in fact, to the one in Australia. Like, the teaching methods and the classrooms and stuff is quite similar to my uni at home. But this uni is, like, spread over the whole town.
Yes.
Whilst ours is, like, in a campus, because I don't think you could spread it across, because it's such a big city.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's, like, the main difference. But yeah, it's pretty similar, the teaching methods and like the subjects. I'm doing a lot less subjects here, so it's like really chill compared to home. So it's like, I can't really compare too much, but yeah.
Okay. And how are you adapting to the time differences? I mean, are they affecting to your contact with your family and friends in Australia?
It was hard at first, but like now.
You just don't care.
No, now it's pretty good because you go to sleep you go to sleep and you wake up and you can just talk, like, you talk then when you're like in your room, and you're like, it's pretty good in that fact that it's we're completely opposite. So when I wake up, my friends and fam will be going to sleep, so it gives us that time to catch up on their day, and then the next morning my day and whatnot. So it's quite nice. It's
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's pretty good.
And would you say that this experience is changing you?
Definitely. It's, it definitely puts you through a lot. Like, you have to go through a lot in the exchange. It challenges you a lot, but then it also, like, rewards you 20 times the challenges. Like, it's definitely changed me a lot and taught me a lot about myself. Like, living with other exchange students.
Yes.
And different cultures. And, yeah, I also, at home, I live with my parents. Mm. So living, like, out of home as well is also completely different and challenges you as well.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's, yeah, I love it.
It's making you maybe more independent or...
Definitely, yeah. Mm. Which is cool. Yeah, feel very independent, like, living so far away from home.
Yes.
And, like, you come here and not know anyone. It's like, yeah. You have to
do so that. Would you do it again, or do you regret your decision?
No, I'd do it again.
Yeah.
I wish I could do it again, but it's...
I can tell. I can see you that you are pretty...
It's a pretty incredible experience, like, that I'm very happy I chose to do. Yeah.
So what message would you give to the students that are thinking about doing an exchange or...
I would say do it. Like, obviously there's going to be hesitation when you first think about it, and a few regrets or thoughts about missing out at home and, like, being away from everyone you know and going somewhere, like, completely new. Yeah. But, like, it gets you out of your comfort zone. It's an incredible experience that teaches you so much. And, like, yeah, you'll just have, like, hundreds of memories after and stories and, like, friends from around the world, which is great if you want to travel. But, yeah, like, it's an amazing experience and I'd, like, really suggest do it.
Okay. Yeah. So we will save that message, send that last message. And thank you so much for being here with us today, Grace.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
And now we are going to play another song to do a little pause. And Jakub is going to come with his section about alternative music.
Hey, everybody. So today I'm going back to my hometown. Not that I would miss it so much, but I miss my friends. Now is the music they make. So I want to introduce you to a band that my friends formed in 2015. They're called February. And I'll let you listen first. I'll talk more after that. So this is the start of the album they released last year. And the song's called Hide Me Under Autumn Leaves. So this was February, Hide Me Under Autumn Leaves. Beginning of the album, branching tracks that they released last year. We played together at the release show, so that was very nice. February have been around from 2015, but actually the frontman, Vlad, who's a friend of mine, he's played a lot before. He had many projects that kind of faded away, but this one It's the last one and it's the best one, and I hope they'll go on for years because they totally deserve it. And they get the recognition somehow, because in the city there's been these newly established awards that are held each year, and they got the prize for the band of the year for this album. And they actually got to play with the Philharmony, which I'm really jealous for. Like, this is an accomplishment that that I wish I could experience one day myself. But no, and I'm not being selfish. Let them enjoy the fame. They totally deserve it. I'm gonna play a song now that they performed with the Philharmony, but I'm gonna play it off the album, and it's called With You. We're listening to February, band from my hometown, which is Ostrava, Czech Republic. The song was called With You, and they performed the song with the Philharmony at the ceremony of the annual awards of the city, which they got for the best band. And there's another accomplishment that they have this year. They were invited to play as a support man for Wild Nothing. I don't know if you know Wild Nothing, but if not, you should check them out. Yeah, so they played with Wild Nothing in Roxy for, I think it was sold out in Prague. And yeah, big thumbs up for that. And now I'm going to play the last song of theirs. And it's, these two were written by Vlad, who is like the leading character. But what's interesting about February is that they don't have just one, you know, leading person. They are two guys who write in the songs mostly. The other one's Tomáš. He's much more into like combined King Cruel and like post-punk bands. This is what you get, I guess. You'll hear. But yeah, that's another dimension of February that you're gonna hear. And it's called Life Is Not a Film. This was February, Life Is Not a Film. A band from Ostrava, my hometown, led by Vladislav Uskov, known as Vlad, and Tomáš Klezl, along with other band members. I am going to come back to Ostrava at some point for sure, because there's a lot more going on, but February were the first to come to my mind when it comes to my hometown, because they deserve the credit. They are really great. And so I'm glad that I have the chance to play them to you. So I'll see you next week. I'll see what I come up with. And yeah, thanks for that. Bye.
Yep. Thank you so much, Jacob, for showing us one week more this other side of the music. I hope to see you all on the other side next week on Wednesday at 12 p.m. or at 10 p.m. or at any time you want on podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and see you soon with No Way. Greetings for all of you and for my friends Dimitris and Paula. Bye bye.